Tanya's New Bicycle by Kanika Ji. Tanya was now quite adept at riding her tricycle. She was getting a little too big for it. Mama and Papa thought it was time for her to graduate to a bicycle now. On Sunday, Mama and Papa took Tanya to the cycle store. It was a huge store with a large selection of cycles. There were big cycles and small cycles of many different colors. Some had bells and some had pretty bicycle baskets attached. Tanya and her parents looked around the store for a while. Tanya tried out a few different cycles. They all finally agreed upon a very cute blue small children's bicycle. It was perfectly suited for Tanya. Mama also bought some training wheels and a helmet so Tanya could use the bike safely. When they got back from the store, Tanya helped Papa attach the training wheels to the cycle with a screwdriver. Then she put on her helmet and got on the bike. With the training wheels on, the bicycle was no harder to ride than the tricycle she had before. Tanya had a wonderful time riding around the housing society. The bike had a bell that would make a loud ring sound, and Tanya enjoyed using it before turning a corner. After about a week, Tanya seemed quite comfortable with the new bike, and Mama thought it was time to take off the training wheels. When Tanya got on the bike without any training wheels, it wobbled a lot. Mama assured her that she would hold on behind. But once Tanya seemed to have got her balance, Mama let go. Unfortunately, it was a big step, and as soon as Tanya realized Mama was not holding, she got scared and lost her balance and fell off. The area in the housing society where she was riding was a hard paved surface. Tanya bruised her arms and knees quite badly, but worse than the pain from the wounds was the fright and shock. Tanya cried miserably and felt betrayed by Mama and the cycle she had grown so fond of. Mama took her upstairs and cleaned her wounds and put band-aids on them. The wounds healed over the next week, but Tanya would not touch her bike again. Mama realized she had pushed Tanya too hard and felt really bad about it. She wondered what she should do. She gave it some thought and came up with an idea. But first, she let a week pass by to give Tanya some time to recover. Then one day, Mama took Tanya to a nearby park for a picnic. It was a lovely park with beautiful trees and wide expanse of grass for Tanya to run around on. Mama played a lot of ball and frisbee with Tanya, and Tanya had a great time running around on the grass. She fell down a few times, but she barely noticed. They spread out a tablecloth on the grass and enjoyed a tasty snack lunch. During lunch, Mama said, "Tanya, I'm proud of you. You fell down a few times today and didn't cry. I know, Mama, the grass is so soft and springy. I didn't get hurt. I had a lot of fun. Thanks for bringing me. The lunch is delicious too." Mama said tentatively, "Tanya, you think you could try riding your bike on the grass? It won't hurt if you fall. And this time, I promise I won't let go without telling you. It was wrong of me to do that. I'm really sorry, baby." Tanya looked doubtful, but a part of her really wanted to learn to ride that lovely blue bicycle. She said, "You promise not to let go till I say it is okay?" "Yes, honey, I promise. What do you say? Should we give it a shot?" A couple of days later, Mama took Tanya to the park again, and Tanya got on her bicycle. After a few minutes, she gathered the courage to ask Mama to let go. Mama did. Tanya fell again, but she did not hurt herself much, and she had braced herself for it, so it was not a nasty surprise. She got back on the bike. On the third attempt, she was able to go a few meters without falling. It gave her a sense of achievement. Now she was eager to keep trying till she got reasonably good at it. In about an hour, Tanya could ride quite well. Mama brought her back to the park for the next couple of days. By day three, Tanya was confident and ready to try the paved trail in the park. She rode beautifully. Mama was so proud of her. Tanya now felt ready to ride with her friends in the housing society. Good going, Tanya. The end.